The Porcupine Singers, a traditional Lakota drum group, performs throughout South Dakota. So does the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, but they never performed together until last year.
Any conductor coming into a new music directorship with an orchestra is going to spend time taking stock of the community and how the orchestra serves the community.
When Delta David Geyer took the helm of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra in 2004, his goal was to bring classical music to what he saw as traditionally underserved areas of the state. His immediate thought was the African American community.
And I met this woman who was in charge of the Martin Luther King Day celebrations in Sioux Falls. And we struck up a conversation, and I said, you know, a lot of orchestras are involved with Martin Luther King Day, and they have concerts and invite African-American choirs and artists and so on. And she listened, and when I finished talking, she said, that's really nice if you want to pursue that, but I got to tell you, I'm a black woman, and I don't have a problem in South Dakota. If you want to talk about racial prejudice here, you got to talk about Native Americans.
Geyer followed her advice and set up a meeting with some of the state's Native American leaders, including Barry LeBeau, a Lakota who works with Native American artists across the state. LeBeau told him that ensembles from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra had visited various reservations over the years for educational purposes.
But he wanted to do something more that involved the greater symphony. And I was intrigued.
LeBeau put Geyer in touch with Ronnie Tice, Professor Emeritus of American Indian Studies at Black Hills State University. Although he's non-native, Tice has sung with the Porcupine Singers since 1972. He's now their oldest and most experienced member. The group is known across the country for keeping the traditional songs of the Lakota alive. They've sung at the Kennedy Center and in the film Dances with Wolves. But Tice says collaborating with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra raised a concern.
For traditional singers, the compelling value is always to preserve the tradition, not to experiment too much, not to change things to make it like Anglo music.
But since the Lakota Music Project, as it was called, would combine aspects of classical and traditional Lakota music, Tice and the Porcupine Singers felt it could work. And from its first performance in May 2009, it did. The first part of the Lakota Music Project concerts offers individual selections by both groups, musically reflecting the human conditions of love, war, death, and joy. During the second half of the program, the groups combine their sounds in a composition written especially for the project, Desert Wind, Harmony Song. Native and non-native musicians enjoyed the collaboration. Violinist Magdalena Modzelewska, who grew up in Poland, has played with the orchestra since 1998. She sees this project as an incredible musical and cultural journey.
You feel the greatness of the moment, the importance of it, and it's wonderful. It really is wonderful.
Porcupine singer Emmanuel Blackbear agrees.
We sing a lot of old songs, and so does the orchestra. A lot of thought's gone into these songs and what we're doing, and it's for our music. You know, no matter what race you are, it's the music.
And the music will continue. Another piece has been commissioned for future performances, so the Lakota Music Project can continue to expand its unique sound. For VOA News, I'm Jim Kent in Custer, South Dakota.
Thank you.